Welcome to episode 2 of a series I'm calling English Around the World. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These episodes within the English Around the World series are going to look a bit different. They are for more advanced English learners and for any native English speakers who are just curious about other accents around the world. In episode 1, I spoke with Omar in the Gambia. I highly suggest that you go back and listen to that episode first. It gives you an idea of why I wanted to start this podcast series. For today's episode, I had a conversation with Vandra from Belize. Belize is a country in Central America. It's considered a Caribbean nation, as it borders the Caribbean Sea. It is a tiny nation that borders the much larger Mexico, and also shares a border with Guatemala. Belize's official language is English. The country we now know as Belize used to be referred to officially as British Honduras. That's because the British colonized this land starting in the 1700s. However, Belize gained its independence in 1981. Belize celebrates its Independence Day each year on September 21st. The Spanish also have a long history in this area and laid claim to this part of the Americas before the British, despite the fact that humans were already occupying this land, including the Maya and other indigenous groups. Early colonial era presence of the Spanish, along with all of its Spanish-speaking neighbor countries, is the reason why you might stumble upon someone speaking Spanish in Belize. You may also hear indigenous Mayan languages and Belizean Creole, a vernacular language that Vandra and I discuss in our conversation. A vernacular language is a sort of dialect spoken by a region, country, or culture. It's everyday language, including slang, and it easily takes on a life of its own, just like every living language should. The definition of a Creole language and culture can change depending on what area you're talking about, but it typically refers to people of mixed African and European descent, and the language that grew naturally from that mixture of cultural backgrounds. According to one source, Belizean Creole is spoken by 75% of the country's population. Vandra and I talk about Creole and many more interesting topics, including her website, mybelizebox.com. If you're fascinated by Belizean culture after listening to today's conversation, then you'll want to go over to mybelizebox.com, place an order, and have a little bit of Belize sent right to your door. Vandra has so many great products on this website. Beer, chocolate, coffee, snacks, honey, souvenirs. Make sure to use the coupon code BelizeBox10 during checkout to receive a 10% discount on your order. The link to the website and that coupon code will be included in the show notes of this episode. Let's get to my conversation with Vandra in Belize. Tell me a bit about yourself. Were you born in Belize?
Okay. Yeah, I was born and raised in my beautiful country, Belize. It's the only English-speaking country in Central America, and it has the lowest population density. Also, we only have a population of roughly about 400,000 people, and we have the second largest barrier reef in the world, but we have the largest living barrier reef in the world, because Australia beat us on that. So yeah.
It does seem like a beautiful country. I've been very, very close. I've been at the border in Mexico of Belize. I was down there checking out Mayan ruins, and I know that there are some Mayan sites as well in Belize, correct?
Yes, we do. We do have a lot of Mayan ruins in Belize, and we have a couple hundred Mayan ruins, but there's like probably about 8 or 10 that are very popular tourist destinations and a very popular tourist sites. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've already gone over some of the history and geography that I wanted to mention about Belize. And I guess a little bit of background on why English is the official language of Belize. It was a British colony for a long time, right? And you guys gained independence, what was it, back in the 1980s?
In 1980, we gained independence in 1981, and we just recently celebrated our 42nd independence year on September 21st. Of this year. So yeah.
Now, when I was down at the border of Belize in Mexico, right in Chetumal, I was speaking to people from Belize, and I was noticing, I don't know, a certain accent. Would you describe your accent as a typical Belizean English accent or not?
I would say my accent is, not necessarily a typical Belizean accent, because I've done, as you know, I've worked internationally, I lived internationally, so yeah. But we do have a dialect that's called Creole, quite similar to the Jamaican patois, so yeah.
Yeah, and I think, right, maybe I was reading this right on your website, mybelizebox.com, which I want to talk about in a bit.
Oh yeah.
I think it was in your 10 facts about Belize you want to know. You were writing that Creole is a dialect that is spoken by everyone. So that's really, really influential on the language down there, it sounds like.
Yeah, that is what you would call our primary language. It's spoken between everyone. Yeah, so most people, they can relate and translate the Creole dialect, is per se.
Could you give me an example of it, just out of curiosity, like maybe some specific words or phrases? Or what does it even sound like?
Sure. It's quite similar. It's, like I've mentioned, it's quite similar to the Jamaican patois. So say, for example, you would say, now it's 9:30 a.m. my time. So if I wanted to bid you the time of the day, I would say good morning instead of good morning.
Okay.
It's not that difficult. There's other stuff, like instead of saying, hey, what's up, I would say, what they go on. Well, you can still decipher that. It's quite simple.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And you're saying your voice, you do a lot of international business. Do you think your English has been influenced by North American English a bit? Because I feel like I'm picking up on that a bit.
Yeah, my English has been influenced by North America, because I've done business with majority of the time with U.S. clients and Europeans. So
yeah, well, the main purpose I want for my doing this series for the podcast is just to point out that there is English everywhere. And it's not just, British English and American English, or even just the big players of the Anglosphere, Australia, or maybe, the next would somebody's mind would go to South Africa or something. So it's exciting for me to be able to talk to people all over the world. Let me get into some of the questions that I have specifically about English, and you gave me a common greeting. What about saying goodbye? Is there any unique way of doing so in Belize?
Saying goodbye.
Here we'd say see you later.
See you later. We would say simply later. That's it, later.
Okay.
See you later.
And, maybe some of the younger folks or whoever here would say something like peace or peace out, anything that's more like slang like that exists to say goodbye.
Not that I can think about, honestly. We'll just say, yeah, I was see you later. That's
Yeah.
it. I will see you later. So yeah.
Well, my first episode was with somebody from the Gambia, and I mentioned
Well, that's in Africa, right?
And their official language is English as well. And we were talking about objects, and I mentioned a frisbee, a flying disc, and he did not know what it was. Do you guys know what, do you know what that is, or do you ever see that down there? You know, those discs that you throw long distances.
Yeah, it's called, yeah, a frisbee. Yeah, it's a frisbee. And it's also used in this. It's not related to Belize, but Belize doesn't have any disc golf courses. But I mean, I've been abroad, so I know what's that about. But it's called a frisbee here. And so
Yeah.
you throw the device, and then you can train your pet to bring it back for you.
Is there any object like that, whether game related or not, that's unique to Belizean culture, that maybe people outside of Belize would not know about?
Yes, there is. There is something that you call the race. You make your own, like, you can call it a race cart. You make it out of milk pans and with boards, and you have the strings, and you pull each other on it. Yeah,
Oh,
this is
fun.
like so old school. Yeah, it's so old school. I'm not really sure if I remember the name of it, but yeah, you do that. So yeah. And there's also what you call the taps.
How do you
They're
spell
made
that?
up TOPS. Yeah,
Oh, okay.
they're
Okay.
made with yeah they're made with they're made from like wood, and they're shaped into something that looks like it looks like a, how should I describe this? Like what the squirrels eat.
Like some sort of nut, or
yeah, it looks,
okay.
yeah, it looks, yeah, and it looks like that. See, this is so old school. And yeah, and they put like a string on it, and the string, they have a nail in the middle of it, and loosens out, and then the string just like, yeah, it spins on its head, and that's how you play the game called Tops. Yeah.
Oh, right.
You know about it, right?
Now I know exactly what you're describing. I even have some. I'm looking at some right now. I have a little collection of little tops. And mine are completely made out of wood. But you said something like it's common to use a nail for when it's spinning.
The nail makes it like, spin. So yeah, it makes it revolve. So yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. You can get some, you know, something that it could be just even a nut. Like you just collect it from nature and then put a nail in it. And if you get it to spin just right, it should be, yeah, it should spin. Yeah. So tops.
I didn't know that was internationally known.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's interesting. And that's part of, you know, why I'm doing this series as well, to see, you know, what similarities there are, and differences, and to celebrate both. What about some sayings or idioms or proverbs? You know, I mean, an idiom that a lot of people know, it seems, in the Anglosphere everywhere, is saying something like it's raining cats and dogs. And, you know, somebody will assume that just means it's raining heavily. There's a heavy downpour of rain. Are there any idiomatic expressions like that might be unique to Belize?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that, and they have a yeah. There's the saying that says, one of my favorite one is they say, "Wait, broke down bridge," and to translate that it says, "Don't wait, don't make me wait too long," because yeah, waiting makes yeah the bridge great. So yeah.
Wait, but don't. So can you say it
Wait,
again?
sure. Wait, bro, long bridge.
Wait, but
Bro,
don't.
no, wait, bro, long. I'm saying it in Creole. I'm
Okay.
sorry.
No, that's,
Yeah.
I would definitely want to get that in the recording. One more time, please. I apologize.
Wait, bro, long bridge.
Okay.
And
And
there's another one that says, if you can't catch, hurry or catch his shirt.
if you can't catch.
Hurry, you catch his shirt. That means if you can't find someone that your victim, that means you try to catch someone that's closely related to them. If you can't catch,
Oh.
hurry, you catch his shirt.
Oh, wow. I love it. That's
Yeah.
great. I love things like that. Any other ones that you can think of right now?
There's another one. It says, fisherman never say fish stink. So that means, like, no one, if you're selling a product, for example, no one would speak bad about their product because a fisherman is going to sell his fish and he won't say, okay, my fish smells foul or something like that.
Yeah.
So you never speak bad about what you're trying to sell. So they said, fisherman never say fish stink. Yeah.
Then
It's
what a,
funny, but
oh, what about any slang, like maybe something that just the younger kids are saying or things that people say just to try to be kind of cool or anything like that?
well, like currently, I'll be honest with you. Everyone in this age, they're trying to like replicate the American culture or the North American culture. So all of the phrases and everything is like practically is just been hidden. But
Yeah.
yeah, and there's one that they say not change monkey for black bad.
No change.
Monkey for black bad.
Can you kind of I don't know.
Decipher? I can.
Just yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good word for it, please.
Yeah, it means like, okay, if you're in a monkey and a black dog, they're practically the same. They're gonna both eat you up. So why would you change your situation that you're in for the same situation that you're in? So they said it doesn't make sense. You're still at level one, so don't change monkey for black
Okay,
bad.
that's a good lesson to learn too. Something
Yeah.
every step of my life seems like I should be reminding myself of that.
And speaking about that, there's also they say when they say kettle, they cost pot.
Kettle, like
Kettle, they cost.
KETTLE.
Yeah, like the teapot kettle. Yeah, kettle, they cost pot.
Kettle the.
Cost. See you as a, like a kettle is cursing a pot. Like, yeah, you're on the same level, and why you're disrespecting each other and you're in the same level. So, like, yeah, kettle, they cost pot.
Okay. That reminds me very, very much of an expression. It's right on the tip of my tongue that we say, the pot calling the kettle. What is it? Well, what's kind of the lesson you're supposed to learn from that little
Because
proverb?
you can't try to degrade anyone if you're on the same level as them. So like Yeah, you can't be telling me something that, okay, and you have the, well, in this sense, it there's many lessons, but in this sense, I'm just giving us a basic example. Like, you can't be telling me what I'm supposed to do, because I have issues and you have the same issues as me. So it's like the kettle that costs the pot. Like, it doesn't make sense. You have to, if you understand where I'm coming from.
I do, and I've been thinking a lot about psychological projecting, because I've been having reminders in my life of just how often that is that happens. You know, we're so often viewing others and projecting our
In a
own views of ourselves onto them.
religious way, I mean, like, I don't want to bring religion into this, but this is another example. The Bible says that you should take the speck out of your own eyes instead of taking the speck out of your brother's eyes. That's just how I can,
Just a reminder that we've been thinking about this and reminding ourselves for, you know, who knows how many thousands of years, but it's a lesson we all seem to, or something we often struggle with, you know. I think so many of us do that probably on a regular basis, that kind of behavior, instead of looking at our own behavior. Yeah.
That's true.
If I'm understanding correctly, and the phrase we say here is the pot calling the kettle black. And I looked into this just now. It shows, this is from the Wikipedia page. It shows a picture of a pot and a kettle both being blackened by a fire.
Yeah,
And
so they're both in the same situation.
yeah.
So how can you be in the same situation when you're trying to give advice?
That makes a
In a
lot of sense.
nutshell, in a nutshell.
If you can, okay, I like how I'm really glad we're getting into this because I've always had kind of a
I can go into rabbit holes with everything, but let's keep it
yeah.
going.
Well, I the way you just put it, like how could you give advice to somebody who's in the same situation? Is that kind of like what you said?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. How can you do that unless you have learned from what has happened? And no, you can share from your experience. But if you're in the same situation and you're both like, you're in the same boat, like, you can't save someone and you're both drowning. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
That's another great metaphor for sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but it's not true.
It's not, and according to this, and this would tie in also to why that same kind of idiom, proverbial idiom, exists down there as well. It says the pot calling the kettle black is a proverbial idiom that may be of Spanish origin, of which English versions began to appear in the first half of the 17th century. It means to be accused by a person who is guilty of the very thing of which he or she accuses another, and therefore is an example of psychological projection
Narcissistic
or
behavior.
hypocrisy, or but like what we're
Narcissist.
describing too. Yeah, for sure. But also, I can see it definitely apply to somebody reaching out to somebody else and saying, "Hey, I want your advice on this." And that person thinking they could give advice or are giving unwanted advice when they haven't learned the same lesson in life, or they're still dealing with the same kind of
Right.
struggles. I could see it.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, another example, well, this might be off trajectory track, but but this is probably a cliche. Like, how can they have in college, they have business teachers. I mean, they have professors teaching business, but they don't even own a business. So,
Yeah.
how can you learn from them? You need to learn from someone that has owned the business, knows about the struggle, and knows about the success. But these teachers are just teaching from a book. So that's another, unrelated concept.
Maybe because they, I mean, I could see, I imagine some people in that situation maybe failing at their own business, and they say, oh, well, I'll just go into teaching because I can't,
No, they just have a degree that qualifies them. Well, here in Belize, that's how it works. All you need is a link, and you don't even need a degree. You just need the right person to get in contact with. And yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Let's talk about mybelizebox.com. Can you tell my listeners about what you're doing with that site?
Mybelizebox.com is an e-commerce business. And what we do is we ship all locally made in Belize products internationally, because we try to support the local vendors as much as they can and give them recognition regionally and internationally. Because a lot of these local vendors, they don't have access to e-commerce. So that's where I fill the gap. So I seek out all the local vendors, and they also reach out to me. And I have the website, and I if they're interested in the product, they can build a box, or I have the subscription. And if you're interested in hot sauce, chocolate, wine, anything Belizeans, and there is free shipping. So yeah,
I am particularly interested in this Belikin. Let me know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Belikin.
Belikin. Yes, that's my number one top seller. Everyone loves beer.
Yep. And it looks like they make a stout, which is my favorite beer.
What I can do is I'll send you a six pack of stout.
No way. Are you serious?
I am serious. It's a heart attack.
Talk about a great phrase. I love that one. Well, that would be amazing. It was already,
I would definitely do that for you.
Oh my God. That is incredibly generous of you. And that's a pretty good beer then. I've never seen it. I don't think I've ever seen it here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, like there's a lot of what would you say, tourists that come to Belize, and they try the beer and the one barrel rum. That's, everyone loves one barrel rum and the Belikin beer. That's my top sellers. And yeah, so no worries. I'll send you a six pack.
Oh my God. Are there any, thank you. Are there any particular favorites that you have on the site that you ship to people that you like?
Oh, well, yes, I do. I love the blackberry. I'm a wine kind of person, and I love blackberry wine. So, someone can give me a blackberry wine, and I'm fine. I have the small 250 milliliter blackberry wine on the site, and that's my favorite. That's my favorite thing, and I just added the Belizean blue rum. It just launched like a couple of days ago.
Really?
It's a signature blend. Yeah, it's really, and they're exporting to Europe. They have exported to Europe. So yeah, and it's not available in the US, but it's available via me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's a great reason to come to the site. Enjoy a Belize. Yeah. I found it on your website. Enjoy a Belizean experience when you sip this wine. The Belizean artisan winemakers blend this to perfection, now in a convenient mini size. That's very convenient.
I like it. Check out the Belize blend, the Belize blue blend.
Belize blue blend. That's a mouthful.
Yeah,
you have a lot on here I'm unfamiliar with all of it. Okay, yeah, yep, I found it. The Belizean blue, beautiful label. product label.
Yeah, and it comes in its own. I always ship out in a beautiful blazing box, and so yeah. So do you want a blazing blue as well with the stout? I think
Oh,
that could make it work.
that would be amazing. I, you know, when
I'll
I
do
drink,
it.
maybe my partner will drink it because I can't do hard liquor. I really can't. But maybe this will be so
Okay.
smooth I can actually enjoy it.
Okay. It has yeah, the description gives all the flavors and everything on it. Oh yeah.
Wow.
I hardly drink too, but when I drink, I drink.
Drink the best, the Belizean Blue. So
Yeah.
that's how you say, I've been saying Belizean, but it's Belizean. Is that correct?
Belizean.
Belizean. Okay.
Yeah, you said it right. Yeah, Belizean, yeah.
Okay. So again, that's mybelizebox.com.
Yeah, mybelizebox.com. And currently we have a discount. If yeah, you're a first time customer, you can get 10% off your purchase using the code BelizeBox 10. So yeah.
Belize box 10.
Man, yeah.
Okay, let me just get it in text. And so, does it matter if it's uppercase or lowercase letters? Do you know?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to say to my listeners? I do think I found the perfect person to talk to about Belize. You seem to be
Oh, you
really
think
proud of the
so?
culture. So, is there
Yeah,
anything else you want to tell the world
I'm
about
a
Belize?
very patriotic person, and all I can say is visit Belize because yeah, we're very diverse. We're a melting pot of culture. We have yeah, so much happening here, and yeah, just visit Belize if you're into snorkeling, if you're into fishing, if you're into exploring the wonders and like the Mayan ruins, all this stuff. Or if you just want to explore a different culture, yeah, visit Belize. And if you don't want to visit Belize and you want to experience the taste, culture, and history of Belize, visit mybelizebox.com.
That's a great way to wrap things up. Thank you so much, Vondra from Belize, and thank you all, my listeners in every corner of the world, for listening to the second episode of the English Around the World series. Once again, that great website of hers is mybelizebox.com, and you can save 10% on your order by putting BelizeBox10 in the coupon code section of the checkout page. Make sure to subscribe or follow the English sessions on your podcast player so you don't miss any future episodes of the English Around the World series. I also encourage you to send me an email regarding anything you didn't understand while listening to our conversation. I will help to clear up any confusion. It's a great way to learn. I also want to give a shout out to Couchsurfing.com, an online resource and community that has been invaluable to me in my life. That's how I met Vondra. It's a great way to connect to people all over the world. Email me if you have any questions about how the site works. Any questions? Write in to the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. Go to our website for much more content, www.englishsessionswithmike.com. You can help support the English sessions. Go to patreon.com/theenglishsessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes. Go to patreon.com/theenglishsessions and sign up today. Please rate and review the English sessions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast player you use. It really helps us out. Go to the website www.englishsessionswithmike.com for free lessons with me. That's right, free. Free full lessons. I now offer free lessons to everyone. Inspired by the MOOC MOOC approach to online learning and dissemination of knowledge, MOOC stands for Massive Open Online Course, I have decided to offer sessions for free on my website. If you can afford to, you can leave a donation. More information about how you can leave a donation is also on the scheduling page of the website. Learning should be accessible to everyone, no matter what income you have. Our global economic structure is unfair and unequal. The only way we can make changes for the better is through education. Access to education and knowledge is vital. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.